Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, welcome everybody to tonight's show. Again, we have Larry Taylor with us, who is an expert on a lot of this stuff. He follows it very, very closely. And you can, I believe I got it right, it's www.larrywtaylor.org, I think it is. Is that right, Larry? Did I give it right?
Oh, that's correct. Yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
LarryWTaylor.org.
And you can keep up to date with his updates, which are virtually hourly, it seems like. There's so much going on. Before we started, though, there are an awful lot of people that are still in absolute denial about the coming New World Order. They all think this is just conspiracy theory. It somehow just doesn't exist, and et cetera, et cetera. So I wanted to read some quotes before we get started, because this is where we're going, and you can relate it back to Psalm 2. As Larry will tell you, and as I have mentioned before, we are involved in the Psalm 2 war, ultimately, to dethrone God the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost. And that's what this is all about. And this is, no matter what's going on around you, this is the ultimate goal, is to bring in a new Messiah, a new religion, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, John C. Colhern, Vice President, 1825. This is how far back this goes, 1832. Power has risen up in the government greater than the people themselves, consisting of many and various powerful interests combined in one mass and held together by a cohesive power of the vast surplus in banks. In other words, it's the money people. Theodore Roosevelt, 26th President of the United States. Behind the obsessible government sits enthroned an invisible government, owing no allegiance and acknowledging no responsibility to the people. To destroy this invisible government, to befoul the unholy alliance between corrupt business and corrupt politics, is the first task of the statesmanship of the day. Well, nobody's been able to upset it. Woodrow Wilson, 28th President of the United States. Since I entered politics, I have chiefly had men's views confided to me privately. Some of the biggest men in the United States in the field of commerce and manufacture are afraid of something. They know that there is a power somewhere so organized, so subtle, so watchful, so interlocked, so complete, and so pervasive that they had better not speak above their breath when they speak in condemnation of it. Franklin Roosevelt, 32nd President of the United States. The real truth of the matter is, as you and I know, that a financial element in the large centers has owned the government since the days of Andrew Jackson. J. Edgar Hoover, Director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. The individual is handicapped by coming face to face with a conspiracy so monstrous he cannot even believe it exists. The American mind simply has not come to a realization of the evil which has been introduced into our midst. It rejects even the assumption that human creatures could espouse a philosophy which must ultimately destroy all that is good and decent. Daniel Inouye from Hawaii. There exists a shadowy government with its own Air Force, its own Navy, its own fundraising mechanism, the ability to pursue its own ideas of national interest, free from all checks and balances, and free from the law itself. So there you got it. That's where we're headed. And if you don't believe it, you are either not very bright or you're in total denial. These men are all insiders who all elected to at least make statements about what's really going on. So anyway, I just wanted to get that out there because there are so many people that evidently just don't believe any of this exists, nor do they believe it's global, nor do they believe that there are people out there that would just love to kill them and would dance in their blood after they've done it. What do you think, Larry?
Oh, I think you're exactly right. And you know, there's been a really almost innumerable warnings coming out of those that have served in the government. And, you know, it's just many, many, and all of this dovetails right back into Psalm 2. Like you begin, you know, when you begin to read those, you talked about the Psalm 2 war, and all of this dovetails right back into that. You know, that Psalm 2, Stuart, is never spoken. I never heard it at church. I've never heard it any meetings I ever went to, unless I said something. But, you know, you and I have spoken out on that a lot. Maybe that's why we're so, I guess you could say, really alternative. We're not even alternative. We're far the other side of alternative, actually. And but, you know, we speak of that. It's really in the Bible. People ought to look it up. I know they think it goes from 1 to 3 and keeps on going, but it's really, you know, Psalm 2. It's there. It's in the Bible. And, you know, the warnings have been coming from I don't know how many, and you could almost liken it to America today. We have virtually seen the evil that they're warning about. It's walking in the streets free and,
yes,
and clear today in America, and it's out there. It's the only tragedy in the streets, laying trampled, is the truth in America.
Yeah,
you know,
and
it's every day. It's almost like today. You know, they broke the news about the $400 million in cash that Obama sent to Iran. You know, and they ran it. You know, they were using euros and Swiss money, and you know they got $400 million. That's totally illegal. But do you know, is anybody going to do anything about that? Well, of course not. And that's what's so interesting. I laughed a little today when everybody was talking about how Trump's stumbling and how he's being betrayed, even with his own party, and how really it's almost basically like Lou Dobbs said, it's Trump against the world. I mean, and I almost
yes.
laughed. You know, I'd cry, but that don't do any good anymore. So I would almost laugh because I listen to Trump clearly, and Trump clearly has not read Psalm 2 real well. I don't know if he's ever read it, actually, but he doesn't see it from that angle, and he does not understand what he's pitted against. And I'll say that for this reason. It's because I continually listen to Donald Trump, and he's always expecting somebody to do the right thing. And you can't expect that out of Washington. You can't expect it out of the United States of America anymore. We don't do the right thing. We're not going to do the right thing. And what you said when you opened up, Stuart, is very, very true. I heard it today on some radio programs. They were talking about, actually, even when Hillary continues to lie, even she don't even have to lie, but she's still lying, and she's the greatest liar out there, she's actually ahead in this race because, you know why? And this will go back into what you just said, Stuart. Some people have said the people don't care.
No. I go even further than that. I think the vast majority of people, even the Christians, cheer this kind of behavior on because they're just like it. I remember a dream a friend of mine had, or vision. I guess you'd have to call it a vision, really. He was taken above the United States, and he looked down upon the country, and right in the middle of the nation was this giant golden egg. And he said the egg was the most beautiful, glowing gold that he'd ever seen. I mean, it was just a gorgeous thing. And it was sitting right there in the United States. And all of a sudden, a crack appeared in that egg. And this awful, smelly goo started to run out of it. Mm. And then a voice said, America is beautiful on the outside, but this is what she is on the inside. So this is what the real Christians are facing. They are facing a power that only the Lord himself can protect them from, if he chooses to. And I wanted to bring that up in the beginning because what are we watching? We're watching Trump publicly come out and say what those insiders said years and years and years ago. And here we are. It's out right in the open. It's amazing. And here's another one from Trump. Says he fears presidential election is going to be rigged. He says, I'm telling you, November 8th, we better be careful because that election is going to be rigged, Trump told Fox News. And I hope the Republicans are watching closely or it's going to be taken away from us. I mean, this is unprecedented, Larry. We've never had comments like that.
Well, we've never been in a place we're in, and I'll say that to say this. Trump really is, I do believe that he's one of the wild cards, as I call them, and I know people may get tired of me saying that, but, you know, if I shuffle the deck enough, some of them pop up. That's what I call them. you know, but I think that really heaven is using Trump, and if nothing else, in other words, if he just totally fails, if they just literally take him down, take him out, whatever, you'll have to have said that he literally stepped out and exposed the guts of this nastiness in this nation. It is really laid out. You can see it. And like you said, it stinks to heaven. It stinks. And you're right. You're right, Stuart. So many people are really multitudes and multitudes and multitudes. Of course, I'm not going to say indecision because most of them have already made up their mind.
Yes.
They don't care. They don't care about the stink of the odor, how nasty it is, or even the biblical, I guess you could say, judgments that coming down the pike and basically already here. But you know, Stuart, after I talked to you the other day, I was watching and I listened to Trump say that about the election, and I thought, oh, absolutely. Yeah, will they steal the election? They've already been working on that for quite some time now. You know, they actually crowned Hillary, and I remember what you say about the woman riding the beast. They actually crowned Hillary sometime back for this office. She's already been crowned. Matter of fact, the GOP's all right with that too, see?
I think so, yes.
But this is the thing, Stuart, and it's almost haunting to me, and I hate to use that term. You know, I hate to Christians use that term, but I have to say that this almost haunts me. I can't get it out of my mind. And you've said it a million times, you know. I've heard you say over and over and over, and we're talking about Jeremiah 50, talking about we would have healed Babylon.
Yes.
But, you know, there was a, but she didn't really want to be healed. She didn't, it's almost like, most of the nation today that you listen to that are talking about the Trump campaign really would just rather accept Hillary and get it over with and go on into this nasty, stinking, rotten mess that we call government, you know, over this nation. And you know, they really don't want to stick their neck out and vote for Donald Trump because, you know, who knows what might come knocking at your door. But I got news for them, Stuart. If they don't, and you know, then they're going to come knocking at their door anyway. However, that we would have healed Babylon, you know, but
yes.
Babylon would not be healed. You know, that almost haunts me, Stuart, because it's almost like God offered a way out or a delay, you know, but it's literally the whole populace refused it. They didn't want it.
I agree 100%, and I think that's exactly what's not SOMP 2, but America is probably the leader in the SOMP 2 war against Christ. I mean, that should be obvious. This is the other thing I can't figure out about Obama. Everybody says, well, he's just stupid. No, he isn't. The guy's brilliant. He's doing exactly what he was sent here to do. His handlers are brilliant along with him. They know what they're doing. He knows what he's doing financially. He knows what he's doing with the medical front, Obamacare. He knew that would gut the whole entire medical establishment. And let's get into this $400 million. I was thinking about that when you told me about it. I hadn't seen it. Iran funds Islamic terrorist groups and the enemies of Israel, right?
That's correct.
That's where they're getting their money and their support from. So Obama gives cash so it cannot be traced as to who's actually getting it.
Yeah, what's interesting, they interviewed, I believe it was the ambassador, John Bolton, and somebody said, well, what do you think of, this money being flown over there and being flown in euros and Swiss money and stuff? And he said, oh, that's just money laundering. We've called it that for years.
So what we're dealing with is a global mafia that's infiltrated all the politics. So now we have all this cash going to the primary enemy of Israel and the United States that's funding all these Islamic terrorists. Now, this is cash, so you can't trace it. At the same time, Obama is waging a war against cash here in America because it can't be traced. Can't be recorded. So if we shell this down, the enemy gets all the cash, which cannot be recorded. We are outlawed, just like guns, so that the terrorists can kill us without much harm to them. And I guess I could be blunt and say an idiot should be able to figure out that this cash is to fund a global caliphate jihad. That's what it's about.
I was just going to add that actually Trump said something really interesting today, early this morning. He said Hillary Clinton, under Obama, created ISIS.
Yes, exactly. Well, can the American people add up 1 + 1 and come up with 2, or are they into the new math? Of core, or new, where it's 25 or whatever you want to make it. Did you read an article by All News Pipeline, Susan Duclos, about people that are having strange symptoms? And the only reason I bring it up because you and I have had phone calls and we just get knocked off. It quits. And this is going on all over. But here's something. An original question was evidently on a blog and a thread. Have a question for you all. Anybody else having trouble thinking? I have been speaking English for many years, but just the last few days, my vocabulary is having holes. I'm only 45. We try eating healthy, no fluoride or meds. Another commentator, almost everyone I talk with, as in friends, customers, are having memory problems. Not just the elderly, but all ages. Another one, actually, yes, I have, not a lot lately. I have had a really hard time formulating thoughts over the last about 2 weeks, including things that I even know a lot about and came out of nowhere, too. Even right now, my mind feels like clouded. Others mentioning dizzy spells, ringing in the ears, during periods when it is more difficult to think, irritability, multiple readers hearing a low-frequency pulsating sound and some accompanied by vertigo and other strange symptoms. What do you make of something like that?
Well, I'm hearing it from people, too. I'm getting emails from people. I'm talking to people. And this is ongoing everywhere. And, you know, one of the interesting things is we have cosmic activity going on our solar system.
Yes.
That's unprecedented. And I know you saw the images from a satellite of the eclipse of the sun this morning. And a body,
yes.
Some kind of body there that was seen in that eclipse of the sun. And, you know, so we've got activity going on in the cosmic realm, but also we've got deep earth movement and as Anton Johansson says, disquieting of the earth in the center of the planet that's going on. And, you know, and at the same time, we are having sun activity that's causing incredible electromagnetic problems in the upper atmosphere, in our magnetosphere, in our actual atmosphere itself, you know, the space around us. And then when I clue in, too, like your wife says, you know, Cindy says, she says, we're all really very body electric. And she says she's more body electric than most. So
yes,
I know people are having problems. We're picking up all kind of problems that's developing with really humankind.
Well, it makes you wonder if the, you know, we got CERN pumping up again, I guess. We have the inbound from the destroyer. We've got anomalous activity from the sun. And we have this gravity wave and cosmic energy wave headed in our direction. And maybe that's why the Lord did say what he said, that this was going to be a time of trouble unlike anything ever seen on the planet before. I mean, what we're watching is a convergence of all bad things coming at one time, one right after the other. And, of course, the book of Revelation talks about being hit by asteroids and impacts and stuff like that. But this was kind of interesting to me because do you suppose they're cranking up some of this activity and it's also deliberate? And it's not necessarily nature-related, but more, how do we say, conspiracy theory-related? You know, they got all these towers around.
Oh, yeah. Well, one of the interesting things is the biblical terminology of he would destroy those that would destroy the earth. In other words, put
mm-hmm.
an end to his, I guess you could say, his planet and the beings that were on it. That he'll defend that, however, when it says that, it gives the indication they do have the ability to do just that. Apparently, biblically.
Mm-hmm. Are you still there?
Yeah. And
okay.
You know, then I chime it in too, Stuart, with you know, the also things are happening with you know the arrival thing, and of course, Standale's really been warning on that. There seems to be a lot of activity and craft being seen not only around the sun and other planets, but also right on our own. And there's so much going on, it's hard really to determine which one is doing it. You know, I think it's like you said, you know, Jesus clearly said, when you see all these things.
Yes. When you see a convergence, look out.
Yeah.
And we are definitely, I think, in the converging stage of things. I mean, they're coming out in the open. Here's another little article that's probably not too friendly. United Nations ordered depopulation of 3 billion people by food malnutrition, and it's already started. Classified UN documents reveal that 1 billion people will be killed by starvation as UN trade agreements and WHO health moratoriums will forbid any country from selling and exporting any food to targeted regions for depopulation. Starvation of 3 billion people has already begun, as the United States has been using its weapons of mass destruction called HAARP to control, alter, and intensify the weather of the targeted nations. Now, you remember Bill Cohen, when he was Secretary of Defense, he testified before Congress and said they had the ability to create all kinds of weather, earthquakes.
Right.
They could even trigger volcanoes going off. And so, I mean, this is a good way, I suppose, to depopulate the earth as well. Just use weapons that nobody knows exist, and they can blame it on natural causes. That's why I've always thought that a biological warfare is probably the best. And with nanotechnology now, chemtrails, who knows what's in that stuff? You know, it's getting pretty wild out there. But what's your comment on this UN article? This is, they're coming right out in the open, are they not? Maybe they don't care anymore.
Well, I think that, Stuart, they've gone so far already that it's kind of getting out in the open anyway. And let me read you this article, because it came out this morning on Skywatch TV, and this dovetail really right into what we're talking about. It says President Obama just signed the DARC Act into U.S. law. The DARC Act is S-764, an agricultural bill. And so that's a warning, and I would think that it may dovetail into the U.N. Activity you're talking about. And, of course, if he's got his eyes set on the U.N., everything he's done here, he's going to go there and just move forward from there and do more.
Yes. What does this DARC Act actually do?
I'm not really sure. I just glanced at the headline, and my power went out this morning. There's another anomaly for you. And so I was delayed in posting, and I couldn't read a lot of the news. And but I do know that it's S-764 bill. It's an agriculture bill. It's called the DARC Act, though, and it's signed into law. Okay. And we're going there. We're going there with all this stuff. You know.
Well, the UN has come out and publicly said that they will use food as a weapon to bring submission to their edicts and their dictates. And they have no mercy. The Bible is very, very clear. These people are actually biological computers. They are amoral. Their conscience is totally seared. They don't have one. So all they are is walking computers, and they have an agenda. And if the agenda is to exterminate 3/4 of the human race, they'd think that was wonderful. I mean, they operate, it's kind of like the Israeli, folklore about the golem.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the golem.
And I wonder if that is not, I've often wondered, is that not computers? Because the golem starts out by saying, how can I help you? And that's what a computer system does. You program it to help you. Well, then the next phase of the golem is, we are now equals. And then the final phase of the golem is, he takes over. So when you see movies like I, Robot, when you see movies like the Terminator series, and a few of these others, it almost portrays, and I don't know if people have ever seen Lawnmower Man and Lawnmower Man 2, but if they haven't, they ought to go rent it. It's about computers. And
well,
I don't know if people are aware of it. Yeah, go ahead.
Talk about the evil. I do know the DARC Act, supposedly, I did see a caption on there that it had something to do with the ingredients of the meat ingredients and of foodstuffs, and it reminded me of that movie, Soylent Green. You remember that old movie?
Oh, yes. You there?
Yeah. So anyway, we're going into some pretty interesting places. I really think people never thought we would go. They never thought that, all of that. You said people just don't believe it or don't want to believe it. I think you're exactly right. as long as it's a movie, as long as it's a fiction novel, they don't have a problem with it. And I guess that's why they have a problem with the Bible so much, is it's too accurate.
Yeah, they don't want facts. Don't confuse me with the facts. I don't want to be bothered by it. And I've got my barrel of denial tea, and I really made it strong. So I remember we used to talk about how they go bathing in the denial river. Have
oh,
you
my.
Ever heard any more from that lady over there?
The prophetess? You're talking about Swarna Jaw?
Yes, yes.
No, I haven't. You know, she was too accurate also on a lot of her writings, and, you know, they came down on her really hard. She was a lawyer over in India, and she wrote some of the most incredible accurate information I've ever seen or read, and, you know, we used to enjoy so much looking at that and reading it, but, boy, they came after. They destroyed all of her blog sites and just took down everything. In fact, she put it up, they'd take it down. And I think she's still over there, but she's just not out there in front anymore like she was. And you know, I look at it like, you know, I got off the mailbag show with Augusto Perez yesterday, and I already had attacks starting on my computer. I got hit with three things last night. I began to get strange emails trying to mimic my wife and her name. And so I had to do some cleansing of my computer when I finally got the electricity back on this morning. But, you know, people don't realize, Stuart, the attacks that we are under when we talk about the things we do talk about. And
I know.
And I don't know how many computers I've actually gone through and the data I've lost and what it's cost me. And I know you've lost just offices full of equipment, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So much of it.
You get it, and they attack it, and next thing you know, it doesn't work, and it doesn't even have to be on the Internet if Satan can come in and do his stuff. See, before I forget it, this article on the sun and the object. Now, some people claim that was just the moon, blah, blah, blah. I don't know what it was, but did you see the one with it about the moon tilt?
Yes.
Where
yes, I was just going to mention that that's very interesting because people don't really much have a clue. You know, I don't think people realize how important to the planet and the spin of the planet, the tilt of the planet, all the above, the moon really controls that. The moon is a cosmic device that keeps our planet at a certain tilt, a certain spin rate, and of course it has to do with gravity also, but you know, if anything happened to our moon, and there has been movies made, science fiction movies of something it didn't have to impact the Earth. If it just impacted the moon and caused a difference, then things begin to change on the Earth.
Well, you know, the Book of Enoch talks about how the moon does not keep its course. Something either comes through and dislodges its orbit. And I've often wondered if you could connect that to the statement of the Lord about the sea and the waves roaring. Now, we know that sea and waves can also be attributed to the humanity, the seas of humanity, which in many cases, that's exactly what it does mean. But if this was to be taken literally as the seas and the waves roaring, then that would be something has occurred or an object has come through, and the gravitational forces have altered the oceans. And if the moon doesn't keep its course, it doesn't really say whether it goes further out, comes closer in, or what. But these pictures that these people have taken show that the moon is literally turned upside down in the course of days.
Yeah.
Which I find kind of interesting.
Well, you know, Ed Dames talked about, seeing an object come in, a futuristic object, which may not be that far out now, but, you remember Red Elk, you know, he also saw something that came,
yes.
I guess, by the moon or between the moon and the Earth or something, a big, large object.
Yes, he thought it was the moon at first, then he realized it was slightly smaller. But his claim was that it came in, impacted the outer atmosphere, bounced off that, or a graze situation, it grazes the outer atmosphere, and the shock wave, he said, was horrendous. It did tremendous. And that makes you wonder, because Ed Dames talks about how all the military guys, they're gathered for war or whatever, and they look up and they see something, and they all go hightailing it for home.
Yeah, yeah.
Does he go into that at all in that DVD? Did he re-mention that at all?
No. Not in the new one. Now, that I believe he talks about it in the Kill Shot, the original Kill Shot DVD.
Yes.
But he doesn't mention it in the new one, other than, you know, he brought out the new information about the bases on the moon, the ancient ones and the more new-looking UFO, you know, facilities.
Kind of like what's at Tithonia on Mars.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
But that doesn't exist either. You know, there can't be things on the moon, and there can't be things on Mars, and there can't be things. You know, John Lear claims that there are entities on Venus. You know, Venus does not rotate. It's kind of like our moon. So it does rotate, but it keeps the same face towards the sun, which would mean that there would be an area away from there that might be habitable. Anyway, he claims that they're there. So I guess people can take it for what it's worth. You mentioned when we were talking on the phone, these disappearances of hunters in our national parks. What is that about?
Yeah, you know, I didn't know that was going on, except Coast to Coast AM just did a program on that, and somebody has written a book and documented a lot of these situations, and they're claiming that, and they're saying a lot of these are not just people trekking, you know, or staying in the night in the parks, that even people with weapons, you know, hunting rifles and guns and all, there's really been a lot of people vanish or disappear in these locations, you know, all across the country, and they don't have any explanation for the disappearances. The people are never found, there's no clues found, and it, you know, it really reminds you a lot, Stuart, of the old abduction movies, the alien movies, if you will. But, you know, at the same time, let me bring something else up. You know,
yes.
I know you guys probably got a call from somebody that lives down here, not near me, but, you know, not too far from me.
Close.
That has had some recent situations of demonic activity and also Bigfoot right there on the place looking at them, you know. And I was going to tell you, you know, I've been seeing those creatures here, too, and smelling them a lot. They come by. They don't stop. I guess I'm a little bit like Red Elk. You know, I live where the bears live and other creatures, too, and I guess if something really big wants to come by, who am I to say no? I mean, they don't bother me, but I have seen them. I've seen them with my own eyes, and I surely smell them because they smell worse than bears, you know. But also, my wife talked to a friend of hers over on the other side of another county here in Oklahoma recently, after somebody that you know had spotted these things and were seeing a lot of activity around their place. And the individual my wife talked to said, oh, yeah, this is going on here, too. We're seeing those things. And even somebody she knew had called her from California and said, hey, we're seeing them out here. So you know what? I was remembering back on, you know, I used to correspond a lot with Red Elk. You know, I know a lot of people didn't like him, but I used to write him letters, and he would answer me back. And, you know, I guess I started that when I had that buffalo vision. But anyway, you know, we wrote about that, and, you know, there were some reports that there might have been some nukes going off underground, you know, a number of years ago. And Red Elk said, well, they're just trying to, that's the military, the black ops people trying to stop these things from coming out. And remember, I don't know if he told you this or not, but he told me that he said, however, he said, they're going to come out from underground. They're not going to stay down forever, and they're going to begin to come out. And, you know, I thought about the giant. I don't know if you got your Watchers 10 yet, but I thought about the giant in Watchers 10 that they had killed. And I thought about all these others that appear to be like Bigfoot-type creatures. And, you know, Red Elk clearly said there were two or three different varieties of those things. One set was even interdimensional. But
yes, he did.
I think this is going to tie in. It's the period of time we live and the judgment and all of these things coming together about the same time. And that's not without saying the arrival, too. But I think these creatures and the demonic are being given greater latitude on the face of the planet now after being restricted a long, long time from humanity. I think we're beginning to see this, and we're not recognizing it for what it is. We're not recognizing that it's part of this when you see all these things. Well, all these things happen to be a lot of stuff.
Well, you know, that's the one thing that another place where I have a lot of trouble with humanity. The Bible is the most paranormal book on the planet. It talks about all of this stuff, and yet people, for whatever reason, don't believe any of it. Well, they will when they get a knock on the door and there's a 10-foot creature out there staring at them, I suppose. But do you remember the movie, not Terminator, but what was it? He played in it, Schwarzenegger. And it was about these hunters that come down from space.
Predators,
yes. They have found in this guy that's a police officer who's doing all this research, they have found skulls and bones arranged kind of like on purpose out and you know, many, many, many miles away from where the person went missing. Is there any possibility we are, you know, I've always thought Hollywood gets their ideas from real stuff. They don't just make this stuff up. They get it from inside sources, and then they make a movie about it. Is there a possibility that that's what some of this is? That we're being hunted?
Well, you know, Stuart, interestingly, you know, it seems, you know, there are indications that the Nephilim were cannibalistic. And
yes,
I look at it like, you know how we have hunters that every year, that none of them are, I've seen, starving to death, but they all get their guns and go kill deer because the deer are there.
Yes.
I would have to think that, well, maybe other than humans actually look on us the same way as we look on the deer, and I suppose if they wanted to hunt us and eat us, they could do that simply because we're here.
Well, you know what's very, very interesting about this stuff about disappearing people? I'll give you guys out there listening some statistics. I could hardly believe them. 750,000, I'll repeat it, 750,000 cases are reported of vanishings each year as an average. 83,957 missing persons in the United States. And that's that kind of figure just hovers right about there at any given time. There will be about 84,000 people missing. That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
Now, I remember the vision, and let's get into that a little bit, that you had. And you were taken by the Holy Spirit to watch, what was it, an abduction of people? They were going to Mars, right?
Yeah, that was I was taken in the spirit, and I was shown a saucer craft that was in Earth's atmosphere, and I actually went through the wall of the craft inside the craft, actually, and there were some grays in there, and there was a lot of people in there, and one of them was a little girl, And I used to remember her name, because when this happened, I knew who she was. And there was a number, there was a lot of seating, like old bench type seats, like, I'm sure, Stuart, you're not familiar with jails too much, but, you know, in jails, a lot of times they'll have structures that are not wood or iron, but, you know, like concrete type places to sit.
Yes.
And, you know, anyway, it was like that. I don't know what the material was, but people were sitting side by side by side, and they were all abductees. They'd been abducted that one evening, apparently, and the Lord was just basically showing me, here's these people, because, you know, I've looked at a lot of that and wondered where these people went. And this saucer craft, it flew on, and it flew into that, what little atmosphere Mars has. It flew down into it, and it went down, it went underground. It went down into a cavern and landed by some more saucer craft that were parked there in that cavern. And these people were taken to Mars. And I remember asking the Lord, especially the little girl, and she could see me. Now, the other ones, I don't know if they could see me, but the girl perceived me because I knew her name. And I forgot it now, but years ago I did. And one of the interesting things, the Lord said, no, they'll never return. And so what they were taken there for, I don't know. But if you remember John Lear and others, even Ingo Swann, when he was remote viewing on the moon, he said there's people been taken there, and they're slaves. They're literally slaves, you know, on these other places. And, you know, he was referring to the moon. Ingo Swann was, and I believe John Lear talked about people on the moon, captives. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, what you say is not too far-fetched, Stuart. You know, I can't ask anybody to believe the experiences I've had, and I really don't. And I don't even talk about them much anymore because, you know, I'm aware of them because I was there. But I can't ask other people, you know, to believe me. But, yeah, there, a lot of what we know to be true is not accurate. Everything around us is almost totally a lie. And what's happening to humanity and what's happening to people on this planet, we're not being told, and it's not part of the program.
Yep, and that's another reason, folks, why you need to get your Bible out. If you haven't, dust it off. Maybe get an inch of dust off it and take it out. Maybe open it up if the pages are still there and read it. Because what's happening is exactly what the Bible said was going to happen, and we're getting confirmed reports all the time. Now, what you were just talking about, abductions, going to Mars, you remember the book Alternative 3?
Oh, yeah.
We did a video. I did a video documentary on Alternative 3, and everybody poo-pooed, oh, that couldn't possibly be true, blah, blah, blah. Well, it is true. And, folks, you better get your minds unlocked and the heart as well unlocked, because if you don't, the end result of your demise is not going to be pleasant. And it doesn't matter whether people believe it or not. A real Christian has to have their mind wide open. There are things going on all over this planet that, you know, are so paranormal, so abnormal. I don't know, what other terms can we use for it, Larry? I mean, it's weird.
It is, and what you said about the Bible being such a supernatural or book of secrets almost, you know, for years, Stuart, you and I both, we read the Bible, but we was not aware of doorways, wormholes, portals, and you know, it's all there. It's all in the Bible. We just didn't know the terminology.
And here we are. And I want to get back to Trump for a second. You on the phone call we made, that Rick Wiles had done a broadcast in which Trump is now declared an enemy of the state.
That's what the indications were, that Donald Trump is such an outsider that he literally is the enemy of the state. And, of course, I remember an old movie on television, The Enemy of the State, where everything began to attack you, and they were going to take you. You know, you remember, I can't remember the,
yes.
Will Smith, I think, is the actor. But,
yes, Will Smith, yep. And
yeah, and literally what we're seeing, I won't ask anybody to believe start to fall, but even a report came out today, I think you may have seen it, that EMP devices or some kind of microwave stuff is occurring. And wow, I've never seen it. It's really, like Lou Dobbs said, it's Donald Trump against the world, it looks like.
You know, we have had prophecies. We've had actually two divisions on the prophecies. One, that Donald Trump is never going to be president. He either gets assassinated or something even worse happens. He quits because of threats against his family, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The other is that not only is all this mud that's being thrown, and by the way, you know, that's unprecedented to have a president of the United States talk about the selected nominee, Donald Trump, as being unworthy, totally unworthy, to be a president of the United States. I mean, look who's calling a kettle black. Really. I mean, this guy, you know, if anybody's unworthy, it's Barack Hussein Obama. As far as I know, Donald Trump has not committed treason 300 times. It's just incredible what we're watching here. And now to have him labeled an enemy of the state? So what's going to happen? I hear now that the Republican end of things is planning on possibly he's going to step down and they got to have another appointee to take his place.
I've heard a lot of rumors in that area. I've been watching that very closely. They've been trying to get Pat Buchanan to explain a little bit of what's going on in that area, and he won't talk about it. But apparently there's going to be some meetings, and a lot of the Republican Party, including, Paul Ryan and the Bushes and Romney and all the establishment, are really totally now dead set against him even running any further in this race. And they're wanting somebody, can I use Obama's term, worthy? I find it interesting that the most lawless president this nation has ever had, of the most lawless government this nation has ever had, could actually put down anybody as being unworthy or unfit for office. But, that's what happened in a negative universe, isn't it, Stuart?
yes. Everything is reversed. Good is called evil. Evil is called good. That's another one, folks. It's in the Bible. We come to a point where good is referred to as evil. Evil is referred to as good. Black is white. White is black. Everything is turned on its head. We're there. Getting overseas, what in the world is going on with the Turkish troop lockdown of Incirlik airspace? Have you heard any more on that at all, or is this a news blackout at this point?
It's pretty much been a news blackout. I actually had some emails from people that were saying, I had posted some of this earlier on, and we had talked about it on a couple of shows, Stuart, recently, the water and the electricity being turned off to that NATO base there in Turkey, and that there was a lockdown basically there, and then they backed off of it and said, things were being worked out there, and that's when we had the revelation, Stuart, of the NATO's nuclear storage facility there with all of those, not only nuclear but hydrogen weapons and being on that Incirlik base in Turkey. Well, I had some people email me and said, we heard you and Stuart talking about it, but we can't find it in the news. And actually it got quiet. They're trying to keep the cover over it. And today, Yahoo News, I'll tell people where to go look. Yahoo News, of all places, which is mainstream now, here's a report that came out today, or yesterday, actually, August the 2nd. Says Turkish troops have locked down NATO's Incirlik airbase and nuclear storage facility. So, Stuart, as of August the 2nd, via mainstream media reports, though they're not on TV, you're not hearing them on, you know, television news. You're only hearing them, you know, you're only reading it if you go search for it. Apparently, Turkish troops have surrounded the base now, and there is supposed to be a fly-in of some, I guess you could say, American NATO negotiators tomorrow. This is very interesting. And in the background, and in the background of this, Stuart, there are reports in the background that there is a new secret pact being enacted between Erdogan and Putin. And so if that's true, that's a good possibility that Putin just now moved the chess piece and locked down NATO's nuclear weapons.
Well, why would you need negotiators if, unless they have already ceased it? You know? I mean, you wouldn't have
that's
people
right.
coming in to negotiate a deal if if America or NATO is still in possession of everything. So maybe, I don't know, but this would not be good if they get their hands on those nukes. This would be bad
news.
And,
and Stuart, at the same time, you know, you've said for some time that biblically Turkey has to move towards Russia or move in under the Russian umbrella really to fulfill Scripture.
Yes. They don't have a choice. And I also heard that Hungary was going to probably get out from under NATO and go to the Russian camp.
That actually
so
began
what
today.
We're really
there's news
yeah.
on that today. Yeah.
Oh, there is. I had heard it, but
Hungary,
I haven't read the
Hungary,
articles.
Yeah, Hungary's already put in word that they're beginning to move back to Russia, and they're going back under a Russian umbrella, it appears. And I'll tell you something else, and this is really striking about the EU. You know, we've got so much troubles with these elections, and I've said all along these elections really were a big smokescreen because these elections are really drawing the interest of everybody on the whole planet. Well, while that's going on, you know, we've got this Brexit going on. That literally is the rich men don't have this thing locked down because the EU was there. That was one of their special places. The EU was put together, constructed by the rich men, and that's why the borders were removed. And now you're having England leaving the EU, and well, that's already going on. And now you're having there's rumors that Spain and possibly Portugal and others are beginning to also want to break away from the EU. So as the rich men are trying to work their plan in America, and we see that on a daily basis, the EU is beginning to break apart.
Yeah. Did you see that FBI release of the ISIS kill list? Isn't it kind of an odd number? 13 states?
That's probably a code.
I would think so. And if you add the total number of people together, it comes to 22, if you just add the numbers across, or an 11-11. But this is serious because if they actually begin this, and this is Texas for you guys out there that want to know state by state, Texas, Florida, Alabama, Missouri, Louisiana, Arkansas, Mississippi, Tennessee, Kentucky, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Georgia. Now, the numbers appear to be very accurate of the people they're going to kill. Now, Texas, they want to kill, this is the kill list, 2,324 people. Florida, 3,389 people. Alabama, 2,304 people. Missouri, 1,487 people. Louisiana, 879. Arkansas, 498. Mississippi, 842. Tennessee 1,789, Kentucky 334, Virginia 3,982, North Carolina 1,247, South Carolina 1,897, and Georgia 3,467. That's quite a kill list, Larry.
Well, it also, Stuart, you know, people don't understand the abilities of actually the intelligence gathering and intelligence activities that ISIS has and entails, and that really is a really good psyops, if you don't mind me using that term. Even if nobody dies, that's an incredible psyops operation just being on the Internet and in the news.
That makes you wonder, doesn't it? Is this a CIA, ISIS? We know the ISIS is CIA. So I was wondering, because the states that are mentioned here, or a good share of them, remember a long time ago when FEMA and Napolitano, you know, head of Homeland Security, said that something bad was coming to the American people, and that they had sent all these coffins and medical supplies and pre-stationed everything along the East Coast? Well, if you look at the map, these are, a good share of them are coastal. And, you know, Texas was one of the ones that was maybe going to secede from the Union. So what I'm getting at is, could this be a forewarning, if it's not just a psyops operation, nothing happens, could this be a warning of where they're going to start the killing spree that we all know is coming? I mean, if you're going to have terrorism in the United States, then you're going to have all kinds of random acts. I've been warning people for a long time, you know, they travel the throughways, they don't even think about it. But we've had snipers on these throughway overpasses. We've had all kinds of events taking place. So they could really cause havoc anytime they want. All they got to do is trigger it, which is kind of like what Isaiah talks about in Jeremiah. Trouble begins. What do you think?
Well, and you go buy some books by authors like Dan Gordon, Stephen Kuntz, the Fortune guy, he wrote the new one. Of course, I'm speaking about, you know, Fortune. He wrote 1 Second After, but then he followed that up with a Day of Wrath book, and that's just incredible. If you hadn't read it, it's incredible. And then Dan Gordon's book of warning about the tunnels and the no borders to America. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And Stephen Kuntz's book, Liberty's Last Stand, which I suggest everybody read, these are all warning of what you just were talking about. I mean, we're being warned from every angle, but it's like, it's really like, Stuart, nobody really cares.
Yeah, they're not going to care until they're staring at it in the face or they're behind bars in a federal FEMA camp. Then they'll probably scratch their heads and say, oh, Warren, we just didn't believe it. I was too busy eating my brats and watching football. Anyway, here's the people's traits that are on this list. One or more children living in a southern and a lot of them coastal states. They are independents or they are conservatives. And they are Christian. Should that tell people?
Well, that's interesting. Of course, I'm in Oklahoma. I'm not in a, you know, coastal state, but we hope to be someday with the new destroyer coming and all of that.
you'll have some seashore property.
Without a doubt. But, you know, Stuart, you may have a clue there. You know, all these things are thought out, they're designed, and a lot of this stuff, you know, you talk about the Georgia Guidestones, and I know people just laugh a lot of times you talk about that. That's real stuff. I mean, that's
really
there. Yeah. And I think a lot of the stuff we see, like these SOPs and these false flags, a lot of this has been false flags. These are real, though, and they're thought out ahead of time. And, you know, like one of the things you're talking about, people are thinking, well, who would do that? Well, I can think of lots of people who do that, actually. We're bringing a lot of them in across our borders. We're flying some of them into the country, and all the warnings are out there. But okay. I mean,
it's an inside
job. It's amazing. Yeah,
it's an inside job. You can't be having people busing. You can't be having government officials busing these people whom they have not vetted, don't even know who they are. It's like Donald Trump is, you know, yelling against the wind. He can't seem to penetrate the mind of the American people. Here, what is they want to bring in 100,000, 200,000 more of these unvetted young men who are military age, and they want to bring them in. Well, the Bible tells you that it's a fifth column operation that infiltrates the United States. They rise up when the signal is given, and we go down.
Yeah.
But, of course, the Bible's just a book of mythology and old wives' tales anyway. It couldn't possibly be telling the truth. So let's not get it off the shelf and read it. But, you know, it's kind of interesting that as we go more and more towards satanic and occultic operations here in the States, now we've got another one. Did you read about the after-school clubs, the Satanic Temple of Utah? Plans to unveil a new after-school program designed for the nation's elementary-age children, according to the Salt Lake Tribune. The group plans to petition schools so its curriculum can be part of official clubs this fall. Satanists are targeting Utah, New York, Massachusetts, Arizona, Minnesota, Louisiana, and Florida, to include the curriculum. It's critical that children understand that there are multiple perspectives on all issues and that they have a choice in how they think. We were, as the Bible says, a Christian nation. Actually, we were ruled twice by the United States Supreme Court in the late 1800s as a Christian nation. And then Obama, remember, he came out and said, we're not a Christian nation anymore.
You know what, Stuart?
And he's right.
If you watch what all they have removed and what all the so-called Christians have set back on their couch, kept their mouth shut, and let all across this nation, all the Christian symbols and terminology, the Ten Commandments, I mean, all this stuff be removed from everything, that might be the only truth he ever told, and the Lord might let him told that one when he stood up and said, this is no longer a Christian nation. If you go outside and walk around, sir, you'll know right quick it's not. We've lost that.
Oh, well, they hate you anyway, if they even suspect you might be. They seem to have
and
a radar.
And what you were talking about, the after-school deals, you know, with the all-inclusive bathrooms, if they can't get to your children in the bathrooms, they'll get to them after school. So there we are. This is a Psalm 2 war. Even if people don't want to stick their head into that or in Psalm 2 or wrap that around their head, the Psalm 2 war, it's an ancient war, and it's still going on, and we're right in the middle of it in America.
Yeah. Now, there's another article here, Obamacare Death Panels. Let me just read part of it. Nearly 20 years ago, author, researcher, radio personality Steve Quayle was told by a former and now deceased EPA worker about the UN Planned Curative Process, which in short was the planned termination of the elderly, the sick, the handicapped, and those that were considered useless eaters. Quayle's source was also the man that exposed the red, green, and blue list, which would determine who the government planned to eliminate, who they thought could be re-educated, and whom they believed would simply follow along like sheep to their own slavery. We were also informed that much of the EPA's toxic waste incinerators funds are actually being diverted to create huge crematoriums to dispose of millions of bodies. Do you remember Jesse Ventura's television documentary on the FEMA camps?
Yes, yes.
And all the, what do we call them, coffins?
Uh-huh.
And yet, you know, they took that one off the air right away.
I remember that. That was a special program he did, and boy, he got hammered at about that.
Why don't the people want to know about this? You'd think they'd want to know that they're on the target list. Everybody listening to this program is on the target list. You are being targeted. They mean and they want and they desire above all things that you be rounded up, tortured, and killed and done away with. I mean, that's just the cold, hard facts of what's really going on. It, what do you call that, Larry, when they do that, a great cleansing? I think the Hopi call it a purification or something along those lines, where the Lord, he allows a lot of this to go on because people rejected the Bible. Even when they had the proof that the Bible was true, they still rejected it. So, you know, I guess this is all part of the eugenics of Iron Mountain. And nobody wanted our documentary on Iron Mountain. Everybody stole it, but anyway. So the elderly are being targeted. Obamacare is now more or less going to terminate anybody over the age, I think it's like 75, so I'm due for termination, I guess. You know,
yeah.
Here's another headline. I'm sure you'd like to comment on this one. Russian fears of Donald Trump assassinations grow after the micro EMP attacks were detected. Now, you have suffered that kind of a shockwave that comes over you. I have.
Yeah.
Quail has. Hawk has. What are these things? You remember James Caspel?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. He talked a lot about that.
And he did say, though, didn't he, if I remember right, that there were certain people they just couldn't get rid of, even though they tried?
He said there was some kind of protected shield around some of them. He said usually a strong Christian because when they use this technology, it doesn't kill them, and it ought to just knock you out. It ought to kill you. And matter of fact, that Evanston guy, he got hit. And, well, you know,
oh, Greg,
Breitbart, yeah, Greg Evanston, Breitbart, you know, got hit. He got killed, though. It took him down. It killed him. Something happened to Tom Clancy. Been many reports, and I do remember. Actually, Ed Dames talked about some of this. He said they had the ability to do that, and I think there's two or three of Ingo Swann's people were approached by the CIA about what they began to use the term, not remote viewing, but remote influencing was the term I think Ed Dames said they used, and that was to actually go somewhere and kill somebody. And matter of fact, actually in one of Ed's books, Ed Dames, he wrote that some of the Secret Service came to him and they were concerned, I believe it was about Ronald Reagan, that something was happening and wanted to make sure that somebody couldn't get to Reagan. There was some psychic type activity going on. And, you know, of course, you're never going to hear this stuff. I'm surprised we actually heard finally about the $400 million, you know, that Obama gave to Iran. But, you know, a lot of this, you never hear about it. And when you do say it, like I'm just talking about it, people think you're crazy.
I know. It's just, well, they're going to find out who's crazy and who wasn't. You know, I get calls from people that read something that I put out there maybe 20, 25 years ago. They say, I thought you were nuts. I really thought you were totally nuts, but now it's right in my face. And you know, I guess that's what happens. Well, it's like The Edge, your publication there, that, you know, you're on the edge. You're
yeah.
on the front edge.
And then, you know, and something, Stuart, I was just going to say, something that you and I have been doing for some time that may have really kept us from actually getting completely killed. Of course, we know the Lord did it, but they might have tried harder if we wasn't incorporating. You and I both have done this. Really important data, side by side with really bizarre stuff. You remember what Barry Rothman said, the activity he uses, because he does look into the wrong things and comes up with material that are really just so accurate, they can't let him talk about it. But since he's embedded around that real data, some of these bizarre Torah codes and things on people and places and times, and even like Poe's, you know, planet, you know, he actually has done a lot of this stuff. He says he's tolerated because everybody basically thinks he's nuts, and so he gets by with it.
Well, yeah, you do in a way, and I think that's what Art Bell did. There was a lot of truth in the Art Bell show, but there was also a lot of stuff that, you know, was not. And
yeah.
I think that's how he got away with it. And, you do kind of have to. I try to just present the real truth because I was warned by the Lord that I would be protected as long as I told the truth.
Yeah.
So that's what I do. I tell the truth and I try to get it out there, and people think I'm too blunt or something like that. I can't help it. The truth is the truth, and what's going on is going on, and it may be bizarro, paranormal to the extreme. Make it not true. We have no idea what kind of a universe we're living in, or the kind of creatures that we're very soon going to be, how do we say, face-to-face with. You read Stan Deo's book where he reinterpreted parts of Daniel, went back to the ancient language to find out what it really said. This arrival is not one that people are going to like.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not. And he's more adamant all the time. Matter of fact, I checked on his website, and he's got a map about talking about that base, that fallen one's base in Saudi Arabia that was so secret that if you even spoke a word, you were gone. You know what I'm talking about. He mentioned it on your show
yes.
before the convention. And
yes.
Then he decided after the convention, though, not to publish any of this data. But he does have a map on there. And I'm going to see if I, you know, we'll get him back one of these days and get him to talk about it a little bit. But, you know, the arrival is just, you know, for people that can't tell them to believe in it, it's almost like the Twilight Zone to serve man. I mean, it's really...
Yes.
It makes you wonder what did Twilight Zone know years and years ago to produce a movie like that?
I think they knew. I think they've known about this for a long, long time. I think the Masonic Lodge has known about it, but they're taking a tact on this thing that these beings are basically friendly, and that they created mankind here, and they're just coming back to check up on us. And it's kind of, you remember the X-Files, where all the rich guys were called by the aliens into this hangar, and they were to have a face-to-face confab, and the aliens came in and killed them all.
Well, I'll
now,
tell you one of the classics.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'll tell you one of the classics is one that Stan Deo used to talk about. Was the series that came out called V. It was just V, the arrival. And they were reptilians, remember, but they had a human outer shell, you know, that they wore to deceive people. But Stan Deo used to really, he was intrigued with that movie V.
Well, there are several books written about the reptilians. And, you know, David... Is it Icky or Ike? I'm not sure how you pronounce his name. Ike Well, did you ever see that series where he interviewed Credo Mutwa?
Yeah.
An elder down in, where was that, Africa or South America somewhere?
No, that was Africa, and that guy was one of those elders, he knew Red Elk. I mean, they were, this guy you're talking about that David Icke interviewed in Africa was one of those shaman elders, just like Red
yes.
Elk, and Red Elk knew him. I remembered I shared that with Red Elk, and he said, yeah, I know him, and he said, that guy's real.
Yeah. It's kind of like noise. You know, I asked him, I said, well, is noise just a figment of imagination of Mary Summer Rain, or is noise real? He said, oh, no, she's very real. I know her. And she's spot on, he said, on her prophecies. Well, he's right. Her prophecies are spot on. I don't know how people, you know, when the Lord said, I'm going to pour out my dreams and visions upon all flesh, that does not mean arrogant Christians.
No, that's right.
That means all flesh. And, you know, it's like Hollywood making a lot of these movies. I've always thought, well, the Lord had his hand in it, because some of these movies really are warning people about what's to come if they don't stop it. I mean, it's like the Terminator series. That's artificial intelligence. It turns on the human race. So, you know, we're being warned. Skynet, the attack upon America, a nuclear attack. Well, that's in the scripture, folks. All you got to do is read it. Arrows of a mighty expert man, which means they hit their target. Russia has just come out with new telemetry that is absolutely accurate, I guess, down to about a yard. So they, you know, all of these things are being fulfilled. And I guess my final warning to people is the way I read it anyway. If you go into Ezekiel 38:39, when you see the invasion of Israel, the real invasion of Israel from the north parts, a whole coalition, America probably has a few days to a few weeks before it's going down in a nuclear holocaust. What else have you got before we close out? We got about 8 minutes.
Well, I was just saying that L.A. Marzulli and Richard Shaw have a new video. I posted it up today called Watchers 10, The Fairy, talking about the winged creature they found, and they've got more data. They're finding more data about that, and they've got a video, a Vimeo out and a video out at Marzulli's site and Richard Shaw's site both. You know, these, and I don't know if people have seen this or not, but this is literally a creature with wings, and it has a tail and a stinger on the tail. I mean, we're talking Revelation.
Revelation.
Here, you know?
Yeah, we're talking the Book of Revelation almost. Remember the creatures that come out and sting mankind with a sting of a scorpion? Well, we speculated
that
could be cosmic rays that come down and sting. You go out into the sun, it stings. Or it could be micrometeorites. Or it could be literal, real creatures that look like humans, which that one does, and has wings.
Well,
what else?
Interesting too, Stuart. Yeah, I was just going to mention, when you read in the Bible, it also talks about a time in the desert where Israel was being tried. And remember, there were what they call flying serpents. And you
yes.
know, a lot of this we haven't seen. Apparently, things exist we just don't know about. And with the thinning of the veil, there's no telling what now is beginning to come into our time space. Because, you know, when you talk about flying serpents in the Bible, who would believe that? I mean, and now we're finding things in Mexico that appear to be some type of fairy that has a stinger.
Well, I do know that there are more and more cases of what they call flying humanoids that seem to be pretty much full-size humans with wings flying around. So, you know, what are we dealing with? It's like,
you know, Stuart,
it's like,
I was just going to say, it reminds me so much. You remember those Egyptian scrolls or whatever it was, where they had all these funny looking creatures and Anubis the god, and you know, all this kind of stuff on those Egyptian petroglyphs. It reminds me of that. It's almost like we're coming back into that time again that those portrayed.
Well, you know, I think it was part of the Hopi prophecies that even the ancient animals, it tends to seem like history goes back in time at the end, and that even the ancient animals would begin to resurface. I don't know if that's because man is, you know, fooling around with genetics. Who knows what they're doing underground? I remember one insider claimed that they were developing huge spiders and stuff like this underground through their genetic and DNA manipulations, and they were going to release them at the end.
Huh.
Part of the war, I guess, against, you know, humanity. We need a great reduction in people, so kind of like the mist. You know.
Oh, man. I remember that one.
That's a hideous movie. But I wonder where he got all his information from. Did he know something? Did he know what this insider was actually talking about?
That's what some of them, like James Casbolt, you know, they talked about that type of technology that different governments were in possession of that could open doorways or dimensional. And in that movie, of course, I think it was the military had actually done an experiment and opened a doorway, you know, into another dimension, and some of this really bizarre stuff came across.
Well, you know, all you'd have to probably go back in time before, you know, before the flood, and who knows what kind of creatures were actually in existence or how big these, you know, this guy was very insistent that these spiders were almost identical to what the mist was portraying. Big enough to capture humans and wrap them up and, you know, feed on them later. And that kind of nightmarish stuff, well, the Bible says that any nation that forgets God is turned into hell. And that would be very hellish. I can't imagine anything being worse.
Absolutely. That's
so,
one good reason to be prayed up.
I know. I know. It's just, it's amazing what people are just ignoring it. They're just going about their lives as usual. They're paying no attention to anything. And even those that are basically supposed to be aware are kind of ignoring all the warnings that are out there. I don't know what you do about it. Anyway, towards the end, how can people get to you again, Larry? In a nice way, anyway, get to you.
Yeah, just to get to me where I'm at. Just go to LarryWTaylor.org. That's LarryWTaylor.org. And just follow the blog, the news flashes, the posts, and notes, and I put all kind of stuff on there.
Oh, you got excellent. It's an excellent place to go, and you keep it up to date so well, and it's amazing. But I don't know, how do you close something like this? It's not good news, but it is truthful news. I guess we could say, keep your eyes on Donald Trump, number one, and keep your eyes on the Middle East, and particularly what's going on in Turkey and Syria and Russia. And anyway, thanks for coming on, Larry. Friday, we'll have you back with Augusto Perez, so that ought to be a really interesting show for everybody. We hope people come. Anyway, thanks for coming on, Larry. Appreciate it.
God bless.
Okay, God bless to you, too. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you again.